After a strong week of practice, head coach Rob Chudzinski is very confident with his team heading into Sunday.
Okay, good afternoon. Pleased with our week of preparation. We had three good days of practice. I think our guys, I like their attention to detail. And they recognize the challenge that Detroit is, an outstanding team, very talented. We'll need to be sharp and on top of our game in all three phases. Presents a great challenge for us. We're excited for the challenge, and we're also excited about being at home and having our fans out there as well for the game. We'll take questions now.
It's such a nebulous thing. You're trying to maintain momentum, but you want to. Is there a process for maintaining momentum rather than falling flat after being on a high?
I think the best way is taking the approach that we have of just treating every single week as a brand new week and resetting, you know, after the game's over and knowing the challenges that are ahead. And, you know, you look at a team like Detroit and the type of team they are, it's a great challenge for us and in every area, individually and as a team.
Statistically, teams have had success running on them. They're giving like 5.3 yards a carry. Why is that?
They've actually played good against the run, and teams have been able to hit some big runs. You look at the games that they've played, and it's just more about big runs as far as the averages go.
Will Shear go back and start, or
will
that be determined?
We'll determine it. He and Groves are both questionable for the game, so we'll determine it when we get there.
How did Shear and Groves look during practices week and today?
I thought they moved around pretty good. You know, we worked them back into the team thing. So, again, we'll see how they respond, you know, tomorrow after a few days of hard work and where they're at and if they're ready.
Chad, how much more has your trust on Joe Hayden gone up as he's gone through this season?
I can't say enough about Joe Hayden. He's been everything you'd want him to be. I know he's still striving and working to get better. He's answered every challenge. He's been consistent for us. And those are the things really that we had looked for him to be going into the season.
Ray said yesterday how you guys identified him as one of the guys you were really going to challenge heading into this season. Where did you need to see Joe grow?
Really consistency. You knew he had the talent and, he has that ability. But his approach from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, consistency and being true to his technique and being disciplined in those areas. That's where I've seen the biggest growth, and you can see it on the field.
So why have you guys made a roster move regarding Brian and bringing in somebody else?
We're just still looking at the options that are out there, and it's not there's a number of different ways and places and things that we can do. There's not a real hurry or a necessity to be in a hurry for it. So when we get to the point where we can do it, whatever that is, we'll do it.
Can you give us the details on his surgery?
Brian's next Friday.
Will that be here at the clinic?
From my understanding.
Do you know who's doing it?
I don't.
You guys had to wait for the swelling to go down. Is that why you had to wait so long?
Yeah, typically you wait and you get all the swelling. The more swelling you can get out before the surgery, the quicker the rehab on the back end.
What's your understanding about how long the rehab would be in this particular surgery?
Well, we're hoping that he would be back, during the spring and OTAs and all those things.
Hey, Chuck, could you just talk about the job that Gary Barnage has done for you guys? He's kind of been unsung and given you support, especially on the run game on the right side.
Yeah, he's done a lot of the dirty jobs for us, so to speak. He's, blocking, he's pass protecting. He's making some catches here and there. He's doing all the things, lining up. Obviously, he has a background in the system, so that helps with guys around him as well, and just, being out there and, pointing and being a traffic cop sometimes.
So you're kind of tight end?
I like tight ends. I like them all. But he's, he's doesn't complain, never complains, does his job. It doesn't matter what that is, and comes every day to work with a smile on.
Hey, Chad, our team's defending Jordan Cameron differently at the beginning of the year after what he's done?
I don't see that yet. Obviously they're paying attention to him, but I don't see anything from a scheme standpoint where it's a massive change in what anybody's doing.
We caught this earlier in the week, but why were his catches down and his yards down in the last game?
Jordan's, you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think that those are just the things that are going to happen from game to game where somebody gets a little more attention or the coverages come up when you're calling the plays that somebody else gets the ball. And, you know, that's, you know, you'd like to have that kind of balance on your offense where, you know, it could be anybody on any given day that has a chance to have the big day, and you want the guys to be able to respond, and fortunately we've been able to do that the last few games.
What are some of the things he has improved on that might not be so obvious?
With Jordan?
Yeah.
His blocking, he's got a lot better at his blocking. I think just his understanding of football and route running and being able to beat people man-to-man and those type of things, just he's grown as a player because he's understanding the game better and getting, you know, in our system and being in our system for more time has helped that.
How much work did you do on Ziggy before the draft, and did you think he would have fit in Ray's defense?
Yeah, I mean, we did quite a bit of work on Ziggy. He really interesting guy. I mean, his background and his story, you know, very talented. You can see that on tape. And, you know, you look at the games he's played so far, you know, you see that talent coming out and really developing, and I think what everybody thought and hoped that he could develop into.
We always ask you about the run defense, and you know, every week they seem to answer the bell. You got another tough test this week with Bush. How close, though, do you think that unit is to, I don't know if elite's the word, but to really, you know, establish themselves as a defense you can't run against?
Yeah, I think time will tell as far as that goes. I think we have to keep things in perspective. We played five games, and, you know, that's a lot of the conversation this week with our team. But as far as our run defense, it's been excellent, obviously, so far. You know, again, I think from a scheme standpoint, I think the things that Ray has brought here, and then as well as going out and making a priority in the offseason, you know, with getting some guys in that front seven, adding them to it, to the mix there, and I think, you know, the guys have, you know, that type of – or developing that type of mentality that, you know, this is an important thing. We want to stop the run.
Chad, you've had a lot of things since you've come aboard, and some of the distractions, the trade, guys get injured, trade rumors swirling about the team. But the locker room seems very much intact. It seems very business. What do you think it says about the team and how they just have not lost their focus through a – kind of a crazy first 5 weeks?
No, I think it says a lot about the leadership in the locker room and those guys, you know, that have been here for a while. You know about DeQuells and Joe Thomas's, but there's some other guys, the Quentin Grove, some of the newer guys, and even some guys, you know, the Joe Haydens and TJ Wards and some guys stepping up, Phil Taylors and Devon Bett. I mean, so there's a lot of good guys in that locker room and, you know, that keep it, you know, keep it level, whether things are going good or not so good. And, you know, that's I give those guys the credit.
On Joe Haydon, if he would wind up covering Calvin Johnson a lot man-to-man, is how that's going to look almost unknowable because you don't have any 6'5 guys with that kind of wingspan who play quite like he does? Or do you have a picture of what that would look like if Joe winds up man-to-man against Johnson?
Yeah, I don't know if I have a picture of it. You know, obviously Calvin Johnson is a difference maker and he's the best in the business at what he does. It's going to be a challenge for us, and whether it's Joe or anybody else out there, you know, we have to go you know, do our best and work to try to, you know, contain him. It's hard to stop him, but, you know, at least contain him, you know, and it's going to be a team effort to do that.
Calvin practiced today for the second straight day. Just what are your expectations for whether he plays Sunday, and how does it change if he gets Sunday morning and he doesn't?
I mean, we're expecting him to play. You know, it doesn't change anything as far as our approach. Whether he does or doesn't, we're expecting him to play. But, you know, they're a very talented team, and they have a lot of weapons on offense. So whether he's there or not, they still have plenty of options. And again, it's going to be a great challenge for us and our defense.
Got time for one more?
Have you had to talk to your players about Sue and any possible extracurriculars or making sure that he doesn't get them, you know, out of their game and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we talk generally about keeping our composure, and, you know, this is no different than any other game. The emotions are always high, and, you know, it's being a smart football player is something, you know, that we stress and want guys to be smart and keep their composure out there when they're playing.